whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Can the Steelers keep this game close enough for Lamar's playoff / Steelers demons to surface? Not a ton of votes, just put it up like 5 minutes ago, but 60% of people saying yes, the Steelers can keep it close. So for us, we've said that means throw it, punch them in the mouth, be aggressive, do what they don't expect. For the Steelers, keeping it close might mean the opposite. Mike Tomlin might think, let's drag this thing into the mud. And I don't like when they do that against good teams. It has not worked against good teams. It has worked against Baltimore, though. Baltimore seems almost content with, well, we know these are always close. And they kind of play into the Steelers' hands.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. Because I think that the Ravens have the better roster. They definitely have the better quarterback. I mean, he's on the short list for best quarterback in football. And they have seemed to be content with playing the Steelers game. I just don't think that you can do it that way in this game.
No.
Be what you haven't been in the last month. Be what you were when you were 10-3. When they were 10-3, they were throwing that football.
Mm-hmm.
And they finished strong against Washington. But if we'll remember, they had the fake punt.
Mm-hmm.
That's aggressive.
Yes.
And they were dominating that game early. It wasn't necessarily reflected on the scoreboard, but I felt like they were in control of that football game, and they go for the fake punt. And it kind of gave Washington the momentum there and after. But I appreciate the aggressiveness. That's what I'm looking for, Doran.
Me too.
I would rather it look like that than, okay, early on, we're trying to drag them into the depths of hell.
Yeah, I mean, this is the psychological game that you have to play in the chess match because, you know, it's all well and good whenever you're, you know, taking chances and trying to drag games into the mud whenever it's warm out, you know, whenever it's still nice out, it's about 70 degrees, you have a night game against the Cowboys, and, you know, it's all well and good then. But now whenever it's chilly and it's snowy, and you only got one game, and it's the playoffs. You got to do everything that's necessary.
Burn the boats, Doran.
Burn the boats. You have to do everything that's necessary. And that's what Arthur Smith said. I mean, at the end of the day, like,
he said the right things. Arthur Smith did yesterday. He said the right things. But will he do the right things? Will Mike Tomlin allow him to do the right things? Amanda from Y108 is behind us making faces.
What's she doing?
I have no idea what she's doing.
But she's being real creepy.
You know how I am, Doran. I saw you looking over my shoulder, and you're looking like, what the heck's going on? And I thought someone was coming in here to smack me upside the head with a tennis racket.
She just stood there for like 5 minutes.
We can't be distracted. It's playoff football.
I know.
This is the show before the show, man. This is what we do for a living. This is what it's all about. We're mm-hmm. breaking down Steelers Ravens. We can't be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another angle to all of this. Okay, Lamar's demons, playoffs and Steelers. If you keep it close, a guy who always makes the plays but doesn't in the playoffs, is he going to combust? Maybe. I think that's what you want to see in this game. If you keep it close, if it's 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter and it's a one-score game, what is that guy going to do? What is Harbaugh going to do? I buy that. I now have worries about what Russell Wilson's going to do in a close game. The reason why there was so much optimism about this team when they were 10-3 is because Russ, not only was he coming through in almost every situation, he was coming through in the biggest situations. Against Washington, that's a hell of a throw to Mike Williams, the way he moved in the pocket, the ball placement, the identification of it pre-snap. But the last couple of games that have been close in the fourth quarter, he's crapped the bed. In the Ravens game, it's a one-score game. Start of the fourth quarter against Baltimore, and he throws a horrendous pick six. That best case scenario, the ball is complete, and you pick up a yard or two. Worst case is that thing flutters out there, it goes the other way, ball game, see ya, blouses. So there was that. And then the end of the Cincy game is tough for me to get out of my mind. Him staying in bounds, and not just that, you've got the game. If you throw a reasonably accurate ball to George Pickens.
Yeah.
You put it in his vicinity, and you probably win the football game.
If he catches it.
Doesn't make the throw, and he makes the bad decision. So, do we trust Lamar late? I think most Steelers fans would say, no, let's put him in that spot. Do we trust Russell Wilson late?
Kind of have to.
You who do else, have to.
Who else are you going to trust?
You have to.
Have to.
But I don't know that I think that he's going to come through.
But that's why this is so fascinating, because we're going to see playoff Russ and see if that's real and see if it's still real.
I heard this stat on a podcast yesterday. There are only 17 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL that have a winning playoff record. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
17 all time. He's one of them. He also number two in the playoffs and playoff wins behind Patrick Mahomes, of course. So he's number two. This is what we've talked about for so long.
Yes.
This is why you have a veteran. You also have to, I think part of how he finishes is how the game starts and what they entrust him with.
Yes.
The Cincinnati game, he's at the line of scrimmage. He's gyrating. He's hand motioning. He's getting them in the right play. I think they've kind of taken some of those freedoms away from him the last couple of weeks. Here's what we're going to do, and we're going to do it. Give him that freedom early. And if he's in a rhythm and he's in that flow and the game is on Russ, they should put it all on Russ. And it's close late. Maybe that gives him a better chance of coming through late.
I wish we could pull some footage or some audio or something of like a successful, like a Tom Brady talking about the different play in the playoffs, or even like Russ. Like, I'm sure that we could find something somewhere. We're not going to be able to do it this week, but like, you know, what is different? Like, what is his approach? Is his approach different? Like, is his mindset different? Like, because he knows, right? Like, he knows what it takes, clearly. But is that going to change? Like, is he going to be like, all right, I have to be conservative in the playoffs because things are happening faster, and I know I can't force things, or I do need to get aggressive. I do need to force things because the tension is so thick and so tight that if I can break that tension early, then everything else just kind of blossoms.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, I would love to know a successful NFL playoff quarterback and how their mindset might change or stay the same.
There was a quarterback that played for West Virginia, Skylar Howard, a couple of years ago. And Dana Holgorsen, the first play of every game, was the most predictable thing in the world, would always call QB power so that he would have to take a lick.
Yes.
And he thought that settled him in. I'm not saying Russ needs to take a lick, but get him in a rhythm early.
Right.
I've always felt that clutch isn't coming up and playing out of your shoes and being a better player in the biggest moments. I've always found clutches, if you're a great player, just continue to be great whenever it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Like nothing wavers.
Yeah.
The situations don't expand.
Right.
It's still the same thing. It's still football.
Right. It's not being better than you are normally. It's just, if you're great, staying great.
Yeah.
Holy cow, Tommy Maddox, who was, all of a sudden turns into Joe Montana at the end of games. No, can you just maintain your level of play? And Lamar Jackson in the playoffs has performed under his expectation by a wide margin. 75 quarterback rating in the playoffs for Lamar Jackson. 75. The guy's got a 114 rating this year? Can you maintain your excellence, or does the moment become too big for you? Russ has largely come up pretty well in these moments. He did throw an interception at the end of the second Super Bowl that they were in. That's one of them fluky ones, mm-hmm. though. I'm sure that they held that against him in Seattle, but I think they hold it more against Pete Carroll.
For sure.
Like, that's a bad idea more than it was a bad throw for me.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm just seeking comfort.
No, you're right.
Thank you.
Should have ran the ball.
Oh, my God.
Marshawn Lynch.
I have never been more viscerally mad at a team that doesn't, or in a game that doesn't involve my teams in my life.
Like, I couldn't believe it, actually. I was stunned. Stunned.
There's no chance they stop him. Zero. Give that guy multiple cracks.